Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Former President Donald Trump is back in court in New York, where the defense has been cross-examining Stormy Daniels. The witness is the adult film actress who prosecutors say was paid $130,000 to keep quiet during the 2016 presidential campaign about a sexual encounter she and Trump allegedly had years earlier. Trump's attorney questioned Daniels about her strip club tour, book contracts, and more. NPR's Jimena Bustillo has the latest.
Daniels has alleged that in 2006 she had sex with former President Donald Trump. The allegation is the basis for a settlement agreement paid out in 2016. The settlement is at the center of a 34-count felony indictment against Trump for falsified business records. The former president has pleaded not guilty. Trump's lawyers used their time to try and discredit Daniels' testimony. This included questioning her recollection of whether or not she and Trump ate dinner that first night in 2006. They also questioned her sanity and belief in paranormal activity, and questioned why there are different accounts of the evening in publications. Daniels testified that she never changed her story and cannot control what details are published in magazines. Jimena Bustillo, NPR News, New York.
The family of a black U.S. airman who was shot and killed when sheriff's deputies burst into his Fort Walton Beach, Florida home last Friday are demanding a transparent investigation. They're represented by civil rights attorney Ben Crump, who alleges officers responding to a disturbance call got the wrong apartment when they confronted senior airman Roger Fortson.
Had he known they were the police, there is nothing in his background, to say that had he known they were the police, he would not have just opened up his apartment.
At a press conference today, Crump said they fired after seeing the 23-year-old service member was armed. A wave of dangerous storms is sweeping through parts of southern U.S. today after severe weather, including tornadoes, killed at least three people in the region. Multiple people were also injured. The storms toppled power lines and trees as well. Blaze Ganey of member station WPLN is in Maury County and describes what he's seen.
I'm here in Columbia on Cawthorn Road, where it seems like the worst of the storm hit. Tammy Johnson, a resident who lives near the end of the road, was hit directly. She says right before the storm came, she got out of her bed, and minutes after, the second floor wall flew off, trapping her upstairs. Luckily, someone was driving by and helped her get out. But most of the other homes on the road that I've seen have minimal damage. Dozens of trees have been knocked down, power lines as well. One neighbor of Johnson said he watched the storm head toward the street from out of his window. He says the worst of it lasted about 20 to 30 seconds.
WPLN's Blaze Ganey reporting. This is NPR News. The president of South Korea says he will set up a new ministry to address the country's plunging birth rate, which is already the world's lowest. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Seoul. The remarks came at a rare presidential press conference.
President Yoon Song-yeol said the birth rate issue is essentially a national crisis, and the new ministry would marshal all government resources to deal with it. Yoon was also asked about recent comments by former President Donald Trump, suggesting that he could withdraw U.S. troops from South Korea unless its government contributes more to shared defense costs. Yoon declined to comment on that hypothetical situation and insisted that the U.S.-South Korea alliance would remain strong. This was Yoon's first press conference in 21 months. His relations with the press have been tense, but a stinging defeat for his ruling party in parliamentary elections last month has forced him to try to communicate better. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.
Oldies but goodies are among the newest inductees of the World Video Game Hall of Fame. They include
You're a starship, Captain.
Atari's Asteroids, promoted in this commercial, debuted in 1979 in arcades. Other members of the 10th class of inductees include Myst, Ultima, SimCity, and Resident Evil. They're being honored for the impact they've had on the video game industry, the advancement of technology, and their mark on pop culture. U.S. stocks are trading higher. This hour, the Dow is up 224 points or more than 0.5%. It's NPR News.